This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Indian astronaut group captain Shubhanshu Shukla and three other crew members of the Exium 4 mission began their return journey to Earth with the undocking of their spacecraft from International Space Station ISS yesterday. The crew will reach back on Earth off the coast of California today at around 3 p.m. Indian Standard Time. We have a report.
Group Captain Shukla was on a 14-day mission to the International Space Station. During the journey, Group Captain Shukla conducted 7 India-specific experiments. He became the first Indian to visit the International Space Station and the second Indian astronaut after Wing Commander Rakesh Sharma, who went to space in 1984. In his farewell speech aboard International Space Station, reprising the iconic words of India's first astronaut Rakesh Sharma, Group Captain Shukla said, "India still looks सारे जहां से अच्छा फ्रॉम अबव।
हमारी ह्यूमन स्पेस मिशन की जो यात्रा है वो बहुत लंबी है और बहुत कठिन भी है, लेकिन मैं आपको विश्वास दिलाता हूं कि अगर हम निश्चय कर लें, इवन स्टार्स आर अटेनेबल। आज का भारत स्पेस से महत्वाकांक्षी दिखता है, आज का भारत निडर दिखता है, आज का भारत कॉन्फिडेंट दिखता है, और इन्हीं सब कारणों की वजह से मैं एक बार फिर से कह सकता हूं कि आज का भारत अभी भी सारे जहां से अच्छा दिखता है।
Along with Group Captain Shukla, the mission also had 3 astronauts from United States, Poland and Hungary. Swati Rakheja, Akashwani News, Delhi.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has underlined the need for cooperation on trans-border rivers, including resumption of provision of hydrological data by the Chinese side. The minister held a bilateral meeting with his Chinese counterpart, Wang Yi, in Beijing. He also took up restrictive trade measures and roadblocks to economic cooperation. Delivering the opening remarks during a meeting with his Chinese counterpart, Wang Yi, in Beijing, Dr. Jaishankar said that India-China relations are gradually moving in a positive direction. President Draupadi Murmu has expressed concern over the rising cases of depression and obesity in the society and urged the medical practitioners to advise their patients for a better lifestyle along with regular yoga, pranayama and healthy food. She asked the medical practitioners to work on Japanese encephalitis and anemia, which are rampant among tribals of our country. President Murmu was speaking at the 5th convocation ceremony of AIIMS Bhubaneswar last evening. India strongly condemned the disruption caused during the Rath Yatra procession in Toronto, calling the act despicable and urged Canadian authorities to take action against those responsible. In response to media queries on the incident, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, India has strongly taken up the matter with Canadian authorities to hold the perpetrators of the act accountable. He hoped that Canadian government will take necessary action to protect the religious rights of people. 114-year-old legendary marathon runner Sardar Fauja Singh has died in a road accident at his native village Bias in Jalandhar district today. Punjab Governor Shri Gulab Chand Kataria, while condoling his death, said that Fauja Singh was an enduring symbol of resilience and hope. It is heartbreaking to learn that he's lost his life in a tragic road accident in his village. His legacy, however, will forever live on. The Met Department has forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rain over northwest, east and central parts of the country today. Chhattisgarh, Rajasthan, Odisha, Gangetic West Bengal, Jharkhand will witness heavy rainfall over the next 2 days. The IMD has also forecast hot and humid conditions over Andhra Pradesh, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal today. And in cricket, India lost the third test match of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy against England on final day at Lord's in London last night. Chasing a target of 193 runs set by the hosts, India were bowled out for 170 runs. England is now leading the 5-match test series 2-1. And that is the end of this news bulletin.